My next guest is a Fox News contributor, best-selling author, host of Maintaining with Tyrus, former NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, and now he's bringing the Planet Tyrus Comedy Tour back to Kansas with stops in Concordia on August 14th and Augusta on the 15th. My buddy Tyrus joins us now. Tyrus, hello, my friend. It's nice to have you back in with us, and be great to have you back in Kansas.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back. It's always, like I said, I always have a blast whenever I get to go to the Midwest. It's way more refreshing than and working out in New York, I'll tell you that much.
I can imagine. And in fact, working out of New York, that leads right into one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, I just don't understand what's going on in New York. I mean, you've had, the three socialists there, and then right after that, yeah, we had another socialist win in office, and of course, everything now, you get, even in Colorado, stay right next to us, we've got socialists. They're cropping up like weeds. What is going on with the rise of Democrat socialism? Apparently, that's the answer to everything, according to the left.
Well, I think the reason is not that anything they're doing. It's what moderates and Republicans aren't doing. They're winning races where no one is really running against them of any merit. Mondawmin won New York because there was no one running against him, you know, and now seeing all the problems that his policies are causing in a relatively short amount of time. Now, I think it was like Mike Rappaport is going to run against him, but he didn't run against anyone. There was the guy with the red beret and Cuomo, who whether it was the stuff with people's grandparents or the accusations about touching and stuff, he's a disgraced governor. He had to resign. So, I mean, there's not a lot. And they see these other people who are making all these promises. And also by design, I think a lot of them auditioned for the part. So it's not even to say they don't run any policies. I think that's a lot of the times when they sit down for interviews that aren't scripted or controlled. It's just word salads and ridiculous things and a lot of horrible content, but there's just no pushback. So I think it's a little bit of that. And probably once they get in, then they see the ramifications and the voter wakes up. But right now, I think a lot of times people are voting virtue signaling, or they're showing up to vote. And on the conservative side, they're just not showing up to vote because they just don't have a worthwhile candidate.
Yeah, well, and it's easy when you're giving away a lot of easy stuff, and it sounds great on paper,
yeah,
but eventually...
Free money, free rent, you know, all these things, and they don't realize that the consequences for free anything is it's never free. You're just either destroying your supply, you're destroying mom-and-pop businesses, you're forcing corporations to, like, hey, we're just going to up and leave. You know, how you could elect someone like AOC, who basically ruined life-changing jobs with Amazon in their community. But they also think of it, they blame everything on the president. So when they vote, they don't really think that their decisions they're voting for necessarily affect them. But you should be more focused on voting in your area and your district than worrying about what's happening on the grand stage, because it's the people that you send to fight for you, if they can't even have a conversation with you, that to me is a big red flag.
You know, speaking of red flags, Tyrus, I got to ask about the decisions that some of these people are making in again, it comes down to selecting candidates. You know, these recent allegations against Graham Plattner, extremely serious. But it seems like a lot of people on the left were willing to overlook. I mean, you know, now you've got a lot of the Dems are bailing off of him. But, you know, they were willing to overlook initial rape allegations, sexual assault allegations, Nazi tattoos. But now all of a sudden it's a red line. you know, if this had been a Republican, we never would have got anywhere near the guy.
No, well, then he never would have ran in the first place. But
right.
The thing is, it's that Biden playbook. They know he's flawed. They know he has issues, but they need the seat, or they need the presidency. He gets all this momentum and he gets all these votes. And they knew everything about him beforehand.
No, right.
You can't. I refuse to believe anything less than that. They were just thinking we get the seat and we replace him. Same kind of thing they did with Joe. And, and America didn't fall for it. They tried it with Kamala. That's why they didn't have her run against anyone, because her debate performances are, to quote Charles Barkley, terrible. And it's the same thing where Plattner was, he was getting all this momentum in Maine, and which for the life of me, I don't get it. But then they thought they had a good shot of winning. So it's not there. And I think if you are willing to go to bat for someone, you don't get to say, oh, I changed my mind. This isn't like you were just introducing someone to friends and then turns out he's a bad person. You were deliberately misleading, lying to your constituents, to the American people, so you could get a seat. And I think that everyone who pulled out immediately, those people should seriously be looked at in terms of, why would I vote for someone who was so dishonest to me that they were literally just saying alleged, and all these things are alleged, and I think the timing of it's a little suspicious too.
Yeah.
And I hope that, and I hope if he did those things, his statute of limitations is not ran out. And I think the message is to people, if you are assaulted, if you are put in those situations, you need to report it immediately. If that woman would have went to the police immediately, we never would have had to deal with a Plattner, and he probably wouldn't hurt other people. So if those things are true. So I think the message also needs to be, this has never been a better, safer time in our country, for sure, to report bad behavior, because you have social media, you have the full support. Everyone deserves to be heard, and 9 times out of 10, typically they're believed right away until they're not believed. And usually it's on the burden of the person being accused to prove themselves. So I think that if you're out there and you've been in a situation like that, you should 1,000% call the police. So you don't have to be in a situation where everyone's now raising an eyebrow, you know.
Tyrus, the last time you were in Wichita, by the way, we're talking with Fox News contributor and author and just all around great guy, Tyrus. The last time you were in town, you and I had a chance to talk. You talked about, you've got a close relationship with the president, so much so you shared a story about texting and some odd times of some of your texts. I wonder if you'd share that with our listeners.
Yeah, he's not afraid to text at whenever he feels it. I'll just put it that way. The craziest one was when he texted at me. I think it was like at 2:30 in the morning, and it was at the time when California's all the reservoirs were drained, and the president was trying to help them with the fires, and they were refusing his help. And he basically was just saying, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, sleeping. What are you doing? And he's like, I'm being the president. He's like, hey, I'm sending you these pictures. Post them for me tomorrow. I just filled up the reservoirs in California tonight while new scum, as he likes to say, was asleep. And he sent me all these pictures, and I posted it, and I was laughing. I couldn't believe it. And I grew up in California, so I was like, you filled up all of them? And he's like, yeah, the hell with that little fish. And it was a different word. And the only negative part of that was that my wife was burning a hole through me, because she was like, who the hell is texting you at 2:30 in the morning? And I looked at her with a confident grin and said, the president. And she looked at me like I was crazy, and I had to show her. And then unfortunately she pulled the wife card and said, tell him it's late and you'll talk to him tomorrow. And I did not want to do that, but I texted him back and said, hey, Mr. President, apparently it's a school night. And my wife says I got to talk to you tomorrow. And he texts back, okay. And then about 3 seconds later, he texts back again, and it was hashtag something whipped. LOL.
I
got some new ones. I got some phone calls. He reminds me a lot of Theodore Roosevelt. And Roosevelt was a progressive in the real terms of it, you know, in terms of what he did. But the one thing that they share alignment in is that they both will speak to anyone. And if you have a good idea, or if they think you have something of merit, they don't care what your status is, they will sit down and talk to you. So that means whether you are a king from England or a smart mouth wrestler or, you know, a janitor, and you have something to say, both presidents would legitimately sit down and talk with you. And if you had a good idea, they would use it. So I think that's what makes him so special. And I think also, I think that's where a lot of the hatred comes from, because it's hard to control things when everyone has a voice at the table.
We're talking with my buddy Tyrus from Fox News, who's bringing his upcoming Tyrus Live comedy tour to Augusta next month. Tyrus, since you brought up Teddy Roosevelt, I want to follow up on that. I watched a recent episode of your podcast where you actually talked about Teddy Roosevelt getting shot and then finishing his speech. And
finished the damn speech.
Yes. And you talked about how toughness and, you know, today we celebrate people for surviving mean tweets or not being able to, you know, getting offended by a mean tweet. Have we completely changed the definition of what it means to be tough in America?
No, I think we haven't changed the definition. It's just that, unfortunately, with camera phones and social media, the voices that normally no one would hear or pay attention to have become a weird form of entertainment. When you hear someone say to you, because you question them and their answers, I don't feel safe with your questioning.
Yes.
They've ruined it. Because normally those people no one would pay attention to. Now they get on social media and they virtue signal and they're all victims, because victimhood gets you attention. You know, if you put your head down and act sad, most people seeing you will be like, hey, are you okay? And it's just become an addiction to where people act like everything offends them and they're hurt and they want everyone to rally around them. And it's a very narcissistic way of being, but it's also become what people see. He literally wrote a speech so long that when he folded it up, put it in his pocket, shirt pocket, when they shot him, it was the speech that saved his life. And it still broke the skin. And then he just basically opened it up and said, where, what, and continued with his speech. So that's a whole other level of badassery. But, you know, our society has, you know, America is such a great place. And it's the one place where opportunity is around every corner. You can make a living on anything from, fortunately, unfortunately, showing your feet, to, you know, being a rocket surgeon. You know, that's the American possibilities of capitalism. But the downside is that you also can criticize, complain nonstop, because freedom of speech is protected here. You know, you can say off the wall things, untrue things, and with little or no consequences. So unfortunately, social media and the companies that designed it, they're more interested in making a buck off weird behaviors than having simple rules like you have to have a valid ID to have an account. Because if we had, if you just think about that for one second, if everyone on social media had to have an ID and it was 18 years old and everything you did on there could be, everything you said on there could be traced back to you, I think behaviors would be a lot different. I also think sex trafficking would take a huge hit.
Yeah.
Child pornography would be pretty much non-existent on the social media platforms. Predators would have to find another way. So unfortunately, they care more about subscriptions and bots and people getting 8, 9, 10 accounts to be different people. That is more profitable. And that's sometimes the darker side of capitalism, is that, you know, they put profits before people. But yeah. I hopefully think at some point America's happy. I think we're in the middle of it right now. The one great thing about this country, and I say it a lot, is America's the one nation in history that can reset And we're seeing a great reset. We're seeing young people are more interested in trade schools and honest day's work, serving in the military, rejecting a lot of these ridiculous woke ideologies, you know, standing up to ridiculous, trying to act like racism is the biggest problem this country. It's not. It's just what they've used to fundraise and make money at the expense of people, and not holding groups that are racist accountable because they have a darker pigment than a white American, which is absolutely ridiculous. So there's a lot of things out there on social media and what people have used to make money at the expense of mankind, and then they cry that they're the victims. And I think that's probably the ironic and funniest part about it is you're allowed to complain, say you hate this country every day on TV shows and formats, and then when someone calls you out on it, they're the bad guy.
Do you buy into some of the polling that shows that partisan divide about people who, you know, love and hate the country? I mean, you know, 93% of Republicans that love it and 27% of Democrats that do?
Well, here's the thing. They had that same poll when Obama was in, and Democrats were, I think, 72%. Republicans were 92%. So regardless of who's in office, the conservatives love this country.
Right.
Republicans love this country. They're patriotic. And if it doesn't go their way, they're fine with it because they know in this country they'll have another opportunity in 4 years or 2 years to get some things done. I think the Democratic Party has become the narcissist party where they're only interested, you know, it's like having a narcissistic wife or boyfriend or husband to where they only care about you when you're in service to them, when it's about them, when you're doing for them, then they care about you. When you're not, and they have to accept the fact that it's not going to be their way and it's somebody else's turn or a group of people have spoken and disagreed with you on policies, then they hate the whole place and it should be burned down. And I think that's the biggest telling with the differences between the two parties, regardless of who's in office. And your patriotism shouldn't be based on if your guy got in or not. That's not patriotism. Selectism and that's socialism. So it's not surprising.
You're coming back, as I mentioned, you're coming back to Kansas, bringing the Planet Tyrus comedy tour to Kansas, and it being Concordia on the 14th and Augusta on the 15th. For folks who've only seen you on Fox or heard your podcasts, what can they expect from a live Tyrus comedy show?
It will be off the rails.
That's true.
It goes the one way.
It does.
I never really have a plan. I mean, I got a few ideas of what I want to talk about, but someone yells something out of the crowd and we just go there. I will say that, and I guess it's okay to be a little braggadocious, but there won't be a dry eye in the house. We laugh.
We do.
And make fun of ourselves, which is the greatest thing. And tell some good stories, and then there's moments where, you know, I talk about life and some of the realities and lessons, and I think try to send a positive message. And it's a lot of fun, and it's a chance just to get away. It's not overly political at all. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, independent. Just come have a good time. I'll make jokes about everyone, even the big guy. And like I said, I got some interesting, I've graduated to phone calls. And so I'll just leave it at that. But just so you know, whether you're a president, I'll just say this, whether you're a president or you're, you worked at GE for, you know, 50 years or whatever, all old people talk the same on the phones when they don't quite understand the technology. I'll just leave it at that, and you know, you'll have to stay tuned and be there.
Well, again, you're coming to Augusta and Concordia. Concordia on the 14th, Augusta on the 15th. You've given us some VIP meet and greet tickets. We will be giving them away, so stay tuned for that. We'll be giving them away here on the show. And if, for those who are interested, they can find more tickets and information. You're on X at Planet Tyrus, correct?
Yes, yes. And Instagram is Tyrus Smash. Those are both blue checks and True Social. is Tyrus Smash as well. All verified. I have no other social media than those. That is it. And, you know, there's no AI. I don't need money to help me get away from my wife. I'm not looking for a relationship, and my checks are late. I'm on national TV, ladies and gentlemen. The bills are paid. I'm good.
Well, brother, we appreciate you joining us. And do me a favor, please give my best to your lovely wife, Ingrid, if you would, please.
I sure will.
Thank you, my friend. We'll see you in August.
Yes, sir.